This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for April 15th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Coinbase is the most valuable U.S. exchange after its direct listing on NASDAQ, according to MarketWatch. Messages of congratulations have flooded in for Gary Gensler on his confirmation by the U.S. Senate to become the next chairman of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, including from his new colleagues at the SEC. Other statements of congratulations that he has received include from FINRA, FIA, SIFMA, DTCC, and Markets Media has a recap of welcoming tweets. Brad Levy is in as CEO of Symphony, and David Gurley steps back, staying on the board. The trade reports. There is a story from Best Execution as well, and Business Insider also. The Financial Times has a special report, Risk Management, Financial Institutions. The stories in the report include risk specialists draw lessons from Greensill saga, Archegos shows reputational risk in picking partners, remote working fuels burnout in finance sector, hedge funds rethink after GameStop pain, loose monetary policy is today's biggest market risk, banking regulators start climate stress tests, how Intesa got a head start on homeworking, coronavirus triggers epidemic of cyber fraud, and finally, regulators keep watchful eye on remote workers. CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump is the keynote speaker at WFE's Clearing and Derivatives Conference 2021 on Monday, April 19th, 2021. It's a virtual event. The keepers of the flame of pure capitalism, the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, have an editorial titled, Down with Big Business, Again, taking aim at the corporate CEOs who have spoken out about voting rights. Bernie Madoff may have died, but the search for assets after his Ponzi scheme continues, according to the Wall Street Journal. The fraud has left a human toll, according to the New York Times. He left behind only misery and heartbreak, according to Bloomberg. Cows that don't fart as much are a big thing in the carbon markets, according to a story in Bloomberg. The world's largest crop trader, Cargill, has named its first female CFO. New Hyde Park Alternative Funds has appointed Mark Lurin as Chief Investment Officer. Regular activity will reduce the chance of severe COVID-19, according to a study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, CNN reported. Financial News has published their list of nominees for Trading and Tech Awards 2021, according to Financial News. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We did post a video from our The Path to Electronic Trading series, this one from Scott Knutson. It is one you will not want to miss as he walks through his experience at IMC and tells how they turned into a huge electronic trader. Eurex has just published a Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021 report based on its conference held on March 23rd and 24th. The report covers five key topics that also were highlighted at the meeting and range from markets and regulation to responsible investing. You can read about it with a link in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. As mentioned earlier, we have the videos. Scott Knutson found his way to the world of trading by mistake on the online portal at his career center at Northwestern University, where he was studying electrical engineering. He ended up interviewing with a firm called Holland Trading House, which would later become IMC. To view this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. We also have a video. Brendan Bradley is no ESG investing dummy, and he has a book to prove it. Brendan Bradley is no dummy, and he has two dummy books to prove it. First, he co-wrote FinTech for Dummies. Now he has written ESG Investing for Dummies. John Lothian News interviewed Bradley over Zoom about his new book and the ESG space. You can find the video at johnlothiannews.com. Don't forget to register for FIA Law and Compliance. You can go to www.fia.org to register. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Former world leaders call to Biden to suspend COVID-19 vaccine patents. Gordon Brown, one of the 175 figures urging action to boost inoculation rates in the developing world. A group of 175 world leaders and Nobel laureates is urging the U.S. to take urgent action to suspend intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines to help boost global inoculation rates. A measure to allow countries to temporarily override patent rights for COVID-related medical products was proposed at the World Trade Organization by India and South Africa in October and has since been backed by nearly 60 countries. My comment, this would be a great thing to do from a humanitarian perspective and a bad thing from a capitalism perspective. Of course, we won't have capitalism if there are no customers. Here's a story from The Trade. Symphony appoints Levy CEO as founder steps back from company. Former Goldman Sachs veteran and chief commercial officer at Symphony, Brad Levy will succeed David Gurley when he retires on the 31st of May. Symphony has appointed its president and chief commercial officer, Brad Levy, to replace chief executive and founder David Gurley as he steps back from day-to-day running of the company. My comment, JLN interviewed Gurley back in October of 2020. Here's a story from Bloomberg. How Bernie Madoff fooled the world. The deceased financier's name has become shorthand for a certain kind of investment fraud. Here's how he got away with what he did for so long. Bernard Madoff has gone to meet his maker, but we have not heard the last of him. Like Charles Ponzi before him, his name has already become part of the financial lexicon, shorthand for how financiers can exploit human nature for profit. My comment, Charles Ponzi's scheme was for about 1 year. Madoff's ran for more than a decade. And there's another story that says it ran for 40 years. Here is a commentary from Crosstower and Kapalrathi, The Grand Opening. Today, all eyes were on Coinbase and their IPO through direct listing. Today's events mark a significant step forward for many reasons. Not only will the listing be one of the largest on record and the first truly major IPO in the digital asset space, the fact that it will go public via direct listing and not through a traditional IPO process is another sign of the evolution of the investment banking industry. Rather than utilizing Wall Street firms to place large blocks of stock with select clients at a steep discount to anticipated valuation, a process through which banks generate huge fees and trade favors with their best clients, everyone will have an equal shot at purchasing shares when the stock opens for trading. This process of the whole seems significantly more efficient and democratic than a traditional IPO process, but it also carries more volatility risk. My comment, great title on this story, not the Big Bang, but in a similar vein. Here is a press release from SIFMA. SIFMA partners with Texas Southern University on diverse talent pipeline resource from SIFMA Invest. Today, SIFMA and Texas Southern University, TSU, announced the inaugural launch of SIFMA Invest. The SIFMA Invest program and virtual program offers students enrolled at TSU a myriad of educational and industry research and career development opportunities for those interested in pursuing a career in financial services. My comment, I did not know that Texas Southern was such a hotbed of financial talent. Here are your top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. The most read story on Wednesday was the Bloomberg obituary. Bernard Madoff, mastermind of giant Ponzi scheme, dies at 82. The second story was also from Bloomberg. Crypto exchanges usher in era of round-the-clock stock trading. And number three was a John Lothian News video interview. Scott Knutson, the path to electronic trading led to a best execution platform for Bitcoin. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.